AI was not used in the creation of this podcast. This is the Social Geek Radio Network. Geeks, and welcome to the Social Geek Podcast. I'm Jack Munson, your host and marketing consigliere. Today, we're back with the AI update for franchising for May 2024. Our guest once again is Robert Mitchell, Chief AI Officer from WSI. So I guess today's episode was created with AI. Today's episode is brought to you by Northeast Color, Hughes, Answer Connect, and the panel is next after another tip and a free book for you from Career Plug. Hundreds of franchise brands rely on Career Plug to help franchisees hire and retain employees. Here's Career Plug's retention tip of the week. Create a strong first impression with a good onboarding experience. Did you know that 69% of employees are more likely to stay with a company for at least 3 years after a great onboarding experience? Send the new hire paperwork through a digital platform so employees can complete it quickly and securely. Ensure new hire training is thorough and set clear expectations about what new employees are required to learn. And most importantly, set reachable goals and support your new hire as they work toward them in their first 90 days. For more retention tips, download your free copy of Career Plug's hiring playbook, How to Hire, at careerplug.com/how to hire. Chatting now with Robert Mitchell. He's the Chief AI Officer, which is probably the coolest title in franchising, with WSI. Robert, what's going on?
Hey, Jack, long time no chat. How's it going?
It's going well. You know, it's been several months since you and I did a franchising AI update. And I'm so glad that we got to reconnect recently and thought, man, we really need to get back on this horse because things have changed probably 100 times just since the last time you and I spoke about what's going on with AI. Yeah, last
time we spoke is probably at the IFA convention, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably last time I saw you.
Which now seems like that was 2 years ago, I think. So, it was, you know, but things are moving very fast in the world of AI. So let's start there. What's a big update, or what's going on with franchisors in the world of AI? Are people getting more active? Are they adapting? Are they jumping in? What do you see the industry doing right now?
I definitely think, but I'm receiving lots of clients, franchisor clients specifically, mainly from Dan Monahan, who's the founder of WSI, and myself's different speaking engagements. And he did a session, a CFE session at IFA. I'm speaking at the FCXC show coming up as well.
On the panel.
Yep. And FLDC as well. So on different AI topics, and being in that audience, those are the people we're really reaching out to us, because we're teasing them. We're giving them opportunities to see how AI can be applied to their business, and that's getting their minds going. And most of the clients that we're working with have seen or heard us through the different events that we put on through IFA or otherwise. But back to your question, what I'm seeing people realize is, like, this ain't going away. We told them that a year and a half ago when you and I and Patty and Dan were on that panel.
Yeah.
It's like, don't sleep on this. Well, they slept a little bit. They took a few naps. And then they realized, okay, this is real. When you see the president, you know, doing a panel, you see all the U.S. Copyright Office doing an announcement. When you see Google spending billions of dollars, and everybody's starting to realize this is the new wave. I think the franchisors had the best opportunity to upskill or improve efficiencies by the very nature of the model. I said this 2 years ago. I swear, franchisors have the biggest and best opportunity because what they do with one model, they can, if they have 1,000 locations, now they just, boom, upscaled their locations by 1,000. They upscaled the 10% efficiency or effectiveness of a franchise owner. So we do it at the corporate level, but then we also do it at the individual franchise owner level. And those modifications, those improvements have ramifications that just almost cannot be quantified.
You know, I'll say the same about AI that I've said for 15 years about digital marketing and social media. Franchisors not only have an opportunity, I think they have a responsibility.
Truly. Right?
Because if you're a franchisee out there for, you know, Jack's Pizza franchise, are you going to dive in and spend hours per week learning how this is going to improve my local business? Or are you going to say, hey, Mr. Jack's Pizza franchisor, what can you do for me here? How can you help me while you're helping the other, you know, 50 or 500 franchisees? So yeah, are you seeing franchisors really jumping in? I know it's not a lot of numbers, but do you see some of them doing some really interesting things for their franchisees when it comes to AI so far?
Yes. The one thing, one of the clients we have just recently, what they're doing for their franchisees is listening to them. Now, I know there's lots of organizations like Franchise Business Review that do this for, but we take a different approach, right? So we come in as a consultant group, specifically looking at AI, specifically in the, we know franchising, we're a franchisor ourselves, so we know what it's about. I've been in franchising a long time, so I know the different intricacies and the relationships between franchisee and franchisor, right? So we have these calls with owners. So that's part of our engagement is we do corporate level kind of efficiency stuff we can talk about later, but then we get into the franchise owners. We say, give me a top 10s. Give me 10 of your franchise owners that you really think we'll have a good conversation, that are doing it right, representing the brand well, yada, yada. We have a call with them and we go, what are your pain points? What are you experiencing? Where are you seeing, you know, the biggest challenges in your organization? Because then we can say, here's a great use for AI. Here's another great use for AI. And so by hearing their pain points, we're validating to the franchisor what their gut's telling them about inefficiencies in a particular four walls of a franchise owner, right? So by getting this sample size and using the, we have an AI hub, we call it the corporate office. So lots of AI brains, AI architects, AI ops people who are on these calls, and we're listening to these recordings of these interviews with these franchise owners. And we're like, you know what he just said there? We could use that. We could build this for them. And this could make his life 40% more efficient. Here's an example, Jack. So one of the calls I had recently, they were talking about this payroll scheme they have. And it's a really creative, I love it, because they incentivize their employees by their ability to be safe and, you know, have a camera on them as they're driving so they don't look at their phone, all these different things. So each time they do these things, they get a benefit, like more dollars per hour, right? That takes every 2 weeks, it takes one of their guys a day and a half to pull all the data from all these different sources to make that particular payroll happen. And it's a big deal because it costs, you know, they can vary from, you know, thousands of dollars for an employee. So it's very important. We're going to be able to do that with a click of a button. So we just saved a $70,000 a year employee a day and a half every 2 weeks. So I do the math. I can do it right now, but you get the point, right? So we just saved whatever it costs to build this tool. It's pennies compared to what we just saved that client in that payroll. Now that employee can be redirected now to something that's much more impactful than payroll. Because this guy was an ops person. He wasn't even in the accounting department.
Right. And he wasn't even an ops person or an accounting person. He was just someone who was tallying numbers on a spreadsheet. Right.
Exactly. But he had to go out to all these softwares to get it. Right.
I think the amazing thing about that too, it isn't just the efficiency, it's the accuracy. Because if I'm that employee, and let's say somebody who's better at accounting than me, if a typical good accounting person could do that same job and do a good job at it the first time or the second time or the third time, after, you know, 200 hours of doing that same thing, are they going to be as accurate as they were the first few times? Probably not. But AI, guess what? It's going to be exactly the same on, you know, week number 72 as it was on week number one.
But let's take it even further level than that, right? So let's say this, for the sake of argument, let's say they were 100% accurate the 100th time they did it. what they don't have access to is what we're building with AI. So a lot of the stuff I just mentioned was not really artificial intelligence. It's more automation and knowing how to plug these things together, right? But then we're going to create a dashboard. We're going to give insights to this data. Did you know that 5% of your employees are the only ones making the most money? So 95% of your employees are looking at their phone or what? We can give insights. We can say, you know that your training program, those who took your training program are 55% more likely to whatever, whatever, right? So we can look at the data, compile a dashboard, compile insights, make actionable things that the leadership can make decisions upon. And that's by the very nature of us listening to their franchise owners and asking the questions. It's brilliant.
I love that. Are you doing anything in sort of the day-to-day operations that we see in franchise locations, sort of what we think about when we think of AI, like when it comes to simple things like ordering and kiosks and things like that for maybe taking a food order or scheduling tasks for a home service brand? Is that the sort of work that you guys are doing in helping them get more efficient?
You know, and the answer is no. And it's a very emphatic no. And the reason why is because we have a different moat.
Okay.
We have a different value proposition that we're bringing to franchisors. And to be quite candid, we are pioneering this. I think WSI has been pretty on the forefront of this particular methodology. And that is, I use this analogy a lot. I think it's good. I don't know. We are, how do I say this? We are providing 100 band-aids to 100 cuts. We're not providing gauze to a cannonball wound. Okay. So what I'm trying to say is that we're not enterprise level solution creators. We're going into an organization and interviewing and asking questions of somebody that never has been ever interviewed. Susie in accounting is like, why do you want to talk to me? Because your management says you're the department that has the biggest opportunity for improvement. We look at her processes. We look at what she does and be like, you know what, Susie? There are 32 clicks of a mouse. We can bring that down to 2 clicks. Now you tell me, which is more important, a kiosk that's AI generated for your customers or improving the efficiency of a $100,000 a year employee? I mean, there's a lot, both are good, right? But there's organizations that do what you just said, that build the kiosk, fine. That's not us, because we know there's a lot of unlocks that AI can do now that never could be done before.
Back in a moment after this word from Answer Connect. How can you unlock millions in annual revenue? Don't miss out on 30% of your phone calls. At Answer Connect, they've got the solution for franchisors, franchisees, suppliers, and brokers. If you can't answer your calls, Answer Connect can. Reclaim your revenue today. If you need help, call my good friend Karen Booz at 888-822-2034. That's 888-822-2034. Using digital menu boards is a strategic decision that can boost revenue and improve customer experience. Hughes Digital Signage delivers immersive digital experiences that engage customers, employees, and visitors. Show your customers targeted communication, in-store pics, or video of menu items they can order. Exhibit promoted items that match in-market ads or highlight items that meet inventory availability. Hughes Digital Media Solutions are easy to use and managed via an online administrative dashboard. Reach out today to find out how Hughes can become your digital menu board and digital signage provider. Visit Hughes.com/franchise.
And that part of AI, you know, building the kiosks and creating, you know, whatever's going to flip the burger at the right time, that's really on the manufacturers and suppliers of those systems, not so much a strategic consultancy like what you're talking about.
There you
about.
Go.
Do I have
you
that
nailed
right?
It. Nailed okay. it. Yeah. So if you listen to Wendy's, have you seen Wendy's new AI at the drive-thru? It's brilliant. I love it. Wendy's didn't come up with that. Somebody pitched that to them, right?
Yeah.
Their drive-thru maker panel maker says, you know, we have this new technology, and or maybe Wendy's did. I don't know. But my point is, that's not what we do.
Got it. Let's talk a bit about fatigue with AI? And I know you're not there yet because you just consume this stuff about 22 hours a day. But, you know, do you think there's a lot of people in franchising who are just, I don't know if it's fatigue as much as it is, just overwhelmed by everything and they don't know where to start? And maybe is that a reason for somebody who has not jumped in yet?
Yeah, and that's exactly right. I think you touched on it. The reason why they're fatigued is because they have another job to do.
Yeah,
I'm not fatigued because this is my job. I have a call that I do every Monday with all of our franchise owners. It's called the Monday AI Meetup, or we call it the AI Raw. but it's basically where I spend Monday morning from 6 a.m. until noon scouring all of my newsletters, my YouTube videos, all the stuff I follow on AI, and be like, this is what's happening in AI right now. So our franchise owners can be well equipped. As you know, we are equipping our digital marketing franchise owners to be AI consultants to their SMEs.
Yeah.
That's our whole business model, right? That's a whole franchise that we're even talked about today, Jack. But so I'm helping them be informed of franchise of AI. But in franchising, what I'm finding, even from their clients that we do have, they have a job to do. They have ops, they have fran dev, they have accounting. They can't be on the cutting edge of this technology. So they rely on us to say, okay, I'm an accountant. And so teach me what you do. Teach me what you do on a daily basis. Okay, but the AI can do that right there. AI can do that right there. And so not replacing their job, replacing the tasks that make up their job so that they can be more efficient at other things that AI can't do.
Let me get this straight about your business model, because I've always found this to be very interesting with WSI. Even before AI came along, you're doing things with AI for clients. You're also teaching and coaching your WSI franchisees how to do the same with their local clients, similar to the way WSI did with digital marketing 5 years ago or 10 years ago or something like that.
Exactly.
Do I have that right?
Yeah, exactly. So we call it the AI consultancy.
Okay.
And it's a three-pillared framework that allows a digital marketing expert, right, that already has a client base, or maybe they're looking to build their client base, and say, you know, we do AI consulting too, if you ever have any questions about that. And so they basically go in and do a preliminary assessment. That's preliminary. That's a pillar one that basically does a current state analysis of their business and where they are. Then they do an engagement. It's a paid engagement. It's called the AIBA, Artificial Intelligence Business Analysis. And that is a very robust two parts. One is training workshops for all their employees, upskilling everybody, getting them familiar with technologies and how to use them, what they're allowed to use. And the second part is deep dives, we call it. And that's where I was telling you earlier, in franchising, we do a deep dive for 4 to 6 to 8 different departments, depending on the size of the organization. And those deep dives are identified by the franchisor or by the client as to which ones are most relevant to them, where they feel the biggest needs are. And then the third piece is delivering the AI implementation roadmap. Okay, based on what we learned from your deep dives, here are all the products we suggest and what departments are going to best utilize them and how that's going to impact labor cost and how that's going to improve your efficiency and yada, yada. And this is the cost to build them. We can do it, or you can go outside and have somebody else do them. But WSI then engages them on the third pillar, building those products. So that's the framework.
Got it. Okay, of all of this stuff, here's a question I have for you. All of the things that you're involved in with AI and working with franchisors and working with your franchisees at WSI, what's your favorite part of AI to this day? What do you love the most about it?
I love that it's no longer the smart techie people that have the upskilling capabilities. When I do workshops, I look around the room and I look at all the gray hairs, the people that are like, why am I here? I gotta sit on this stupid training session again. I've been in this company for 40 years. Why am I here? I look at those people.
It's like some HR thing that they have to go through, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I get it. I'm the dude that the HR hired to come in here, and I do room fulls of people. And what I love watching their eyes kind of open up, because they're on the cusp of being irrelevant. Because they're, they get the email. I can use email okay, or I can use Excel, but this is a new technology. I don't want to learn nothing new. I get that all the time, honestly. I have one client that nobody in the organization has used OpenAI or ChatGPT, which is like, oh, I'm so excited, right? Because I'm about to blow your minds. Your team's going to be so excited. But my point is this, the gray hairs, I tell them, you are going to be able to have the biggest impact to your job because typically you are the best communicators in the organization. Typically, you came from a generation that communication was key. And that's what these language models are able to unlock. Okay, you don't have to be programming. So my biggest, most exciting thing that you asked me about AI is that it's conversational and you can ask it directly and get an answer directly. You don't have to know how to program Python, for crying out loud. But you know what? It can teach you Python pretty easily.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of like if you think back to the early days of search and Google specifically, man, you had to get it right when you were putting in some sort of query or you were going to not get what you wanted. And now that's not the case.
And I think
AI just has, especially things like ChatGPT, that's pretty much all I use. I know you use about 100 different applications on any given day. But one of the things I like is I don't have to be the smartest guy in the room when it comes to what I'm going to put in that box, because it's going to help me get better at this, right?
So, right.
So along those same lines, I mentioned all of the applications you use. What's sort of your hot ticket right now? We're recording this here in the second half of May 2024. Anything new and exciting that you're going to every day or every week for some of your work?
Well, as everybody should have in your browser window, you should have it pinned on the top left and your tabs should be OpenAI. Then you should have Anthropic's Claude, Opus, and then you should have Perplexity. So those three you should have, because not all language models are created equal. Now, I'm probably going to start including Google. They're hopefully going to be better. And actually, I say that, Jack, but the pin now, because of last week, I have option spacebar. If anybody knows what that means, it's basically you. If you're on a Mac, you put option spacebar because I have the desktop app of OpenAI now. So that is now my big unlock. So holy crap, now it can see your screen. So you can basically have a click of a button and you can upload a screenshot of any of the windows you have open into OpenAI and ask it a question. So that is hugely, it kind of reduced the steps you take, which is a really good application. So yeah, the biggest right now is the desktop app for OpenAI. For sure.
Interesting. All right. I will check that out. And before we go, a couple of last questions for you. You mentioned the FCXC, which is the Franchise Consumer Experience Conference. Mm-hmm. It's happening in Atlanta, June 17th through the 20th. Tell me what you're doing there. Are you leading a workshop? Are you doing a panel? What's the activity?
Well, now you're challenging me. I got to look up exactly what the title of the, it's a panel. It is using AI to improve execution and customer experience. So that's a panel discussion, and we're going to have improving on accessibility and response time, balancing efficiency with authenticity, and real life case study review. I got a few real life case studies that we're going to be sharing, so it's going to be fun.
Oh, excellent. And if anybody needs to register for that event, you can go to FranCXC.com and register. I think it's kind of a limited number of slots for that particular event, but they do still have some openings. So go to it right now, and we will see you very soon in Atlanta. And Robert Mitchell, before we go, if people have questions for you, or maybe they just don't know where to start, I hear that from people all the time. Where can they go to pick your brain a little bit and maybe get a little bit of advice and see what they might need help with? Where can we send those folks?
Well, honestly, I'm open to anybody in franchising and, you know, free conversation. Just if you have questions, you're not sure what to ask or how to ask it, or you don't want to look stupid. I'm constantly looking stupid, so don't worry about that. So,
you and me both, brother.
I had the Dunning-Kruger effect, if you know what that means. I started out thinking I was smart in AI, and I realized I'm pretty dumb.
Every day I learned that I don't know nearly as much as I thought yesterday.
Exactly. So if you want to reach out to me on LinkedIn, Robert Mitchell, you want to send me an email, rmitchell@wsicorporate.com. But here's the thing. If you're a franchisor, any level, CEO, CFO, CMO, any O, or just any person in the organization, you want to have us come in and do an assessment. It's free. We'll do an hour-long conversation, doing a current state analysis of your business. Just reach out. We'll make that happen, and then we can go from there.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you for joining me again, my friend. I will see you soon in Atlanta, and we will chat again here on the podcast again next month.
Awesome. Thanks.
Before we go, another tip from Northeast Color. Have a plan before anything hits the fan. To ensure that every branded decor element goes in the right place during installation, Northeast Color recommends developing a series of signage and graphics placement plans that detail relevant elevations and any potential obstructions that the field team may need to work around. These extra steps help clarify the end goal for everyone involved, reducing errors and delays while ensuring that every location opens on brand. Learn more at northeastcolor.com. Thanks again to this week's guest, Robert Mitchell of WSI. And thanks to you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.